USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Waukesha Christmas Parade terror suspect and career criminal Daryl Brooks Jr. is being held on $5 million bail in a Wisconsin jail after prosecutors formally charged him with 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. It should be noted a sixth person has now died, a young child passed Tuesday from their injuries. On a follow-up, a 15-year-old boy has been arrested in connection with the shooting at a park in Aurora, Colorado that left 6 teenagers wounded. The teen was charged with attempted first-degree murder, according to a news release from the Aurora Police Department. His identity is not being released due to his age. Bail reforms put into action by some lawmakers across the country has had an adverse effect in California, with the recent smash-and-grab gangs looting California stores. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced there will be greater police presence around highly trafficked shopping malls after a series of mass thefts throughout the San Francisco Bay Area. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As we get ready for the Thanksgiving holiday Thursday, Americans were asked what their plans are for the feasts. Of all feasts.
A new survey conducted by Axios and Ipsos found 67% of U.S. adults are planning to see friends and family from outside their households during the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. That group includes 73% of Republicans, 70% of Independents, and 63% of Democrats. 31% of respondents say they see a large or moderate risk in gathering with family or friends for Thanksgiving this year, which, according to Axios, was significantly down from the 64% tracked in 2020. The poll conducted between November 19th and the 22nd surveyed 1,023 general population adults. The margin of sampling error is plus or minus 3.3 percentage points. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Former President Trump met with Kyle Rittenhouse and tells Fox News his thoughts on the 18-year-old.
Really a nice young man, and what he went through, that was prosecutorial misconduct. He should not have had to suffer through a trial for that. He was going to be dead. If he didn't pull that trigger, that guy that put the gun to his head, in 1/4 of a second, he was going to pull the trigger. Kyle would have been dead. He's a really good young guy. He's 18 years old. Just left Mar-a-Lago a little while ago, and he should never have been put through that. That was prosecutorial misconduct, and it's happening all over the United States right now with the Democrats.
45 weighs in on the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack on Sunday.
Well, he was out on bail, and he was a rough cookie, and it looked like they caught him in some other act, and he was speeding. This guy was crazy and a real professional criminal. And a bad guy, and the good news is he hated Trump, okay? He hated Trump based on early reporting. And he should not have been out. He should have never. Can you imagine? I looked at that car going in. Somebody said 30 miles an hour. That was a lot more than 30. Right through the middle of a band of people, hitting them from the back. So 5 are dead. 40 are badly wounded. The 5 number will go much higher. All because of a bad guy, and he was out on bail, a very low bail. Terrible situation. I mean, just terrible.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.